Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Results Driven.
Hello and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear during today's show, please give us a call at 484-431-2874 for a complimentary consultation, or you can visit us online at my new website, highvalueconsulting.org. And while at the website, if you care to follow us on our radio page or past shows, you can subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. If one of the goals is to retire sometime soon, the halfway point of 2025 may be the ideal time to meet with your financial services professional, refine and define your goals, kick your financial strategies into overdrive. During the show today, we're going to discuss some of the things that should be on your radar as you move forward towards retirement. But before we get into today's show, let me introduce you to my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, who I'm hoping doesn't have any plans to retire soon. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning, Kurt. And no plans to retire now or anytime soon. I mean, I'm just starting my career here. They'll have to drag me away from this microphone, in fact. But Kurt, I just want to ask, you know, we were chit-chatting before the show today, and you had a fabulous party yesterday. Can you tell our listeners about what you celebrated and what was yesterday?
Yes, we had my fiance and I had a celebration party for our birthdays because we had the same birthday on October 11th, not the same year, but the same date. And then also we celebrated our engagement with all our friends at our local country club here in Macungie, PA, at Brookside Country Club. So we had a wonderful time. We had a great turnout, and it was very memorable. We cherished every moment. So it was great.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. I mean, it's a late birthday for sure. Just a few weeks late. But, you know, I'm also curious. You told me that you both have the same birthday, October 11th, and you plan on getting married on October 11th. Is that correct?
That is correct. We want to make sure that we don't forget our anniversary because it's easy to line up with our birthday because we don't, you know, we talk about our birthdays the same all the time. So we might as well make it all the same day to remember and enjoy and to celebrate. So
that's awesome. I mean, now you're just going to have an excuse to go bigger than ever on that day. And every year is going to be some kind of bash, right?
Correct. But and there's no reason to forget. So there's another plus.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. And yeah, so 10, 11, that's a pretty good day. I like that.
Actually on the cake last night, we just put just 11 because 11 is on the center. And we blew out each side of the candle. So it was really cool. It was fun. And we even had hats made 11-11. So yeah, it's pretty neat. So
that is super cool. Yeah. Now you have to do like the first kiss on the timestamp 11-11. Can you do that for me?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll work on it, sir.
Work on that. All right. Well, I know people would probably love nothing more than retiring as soon as possible. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have for us today in this episode, Kurt.
Sure. Let's get started. Let's get rolling with the article from U.S. News and World Report. If you want to retire in 2026, here's what you need to prep for now. Your first step should be optimizing your portfolio. Here's something every retiree needs to know. Retirement isn't just a lifestyle shift. It's a financial shift as well. If you're no longer feeding your accounts, now you're going to be living off them. That means the way you invest is going to evolve and be way different. The goal is to be smart, a balance of growth, income, and risk management. The article explains that it could mean a custom mix of bonds, equity ETFs, or even dividend paying stocks that are tailored to your goals and objectives and plus your comfort level. Even high net worth people need to rethink how their portfolios are taxed and structured. The bottom line is that retirement isn't about guessing, it's about planning. Work with your financial services professional to make sure you're pulling money from the right place at the right time. That way, you may see income that lasts, taxes that shrink, and confidence that grows. Remember, smart moves now can help make the most of everything you've built.
Absolutely. I mean, we all want smart moves and we all want to make our money work for us. So like you always say, Kurt, retirement is your reward for decades of hard work, careful planning, and financial discipline. So make sure that you get everything you can out of it.
Let's talk about one of the biggest retirement questions out there. How much can you safely withdraw each year without running out of money? You've probably heard of the 4% rule. That's been a go-to guideline since the 1990s. The idea is simple. You take out 4% of your retirement savings in year one, adjust for inflation, and you got a high chance of your money lasting at least 30 plus years. But here's the thing. That 4% rule isn't law. It's more of a guideline. So just because it's like a stop sign to a speed limit, rather, just because it says 45 doesn't mean you have to stay 45. Sometimes slower is safer. And sometimes faster makes more sense. In the same way, your withdrawal strategy should adjust to your life, the market, and not the other way around. That's where something called a guardrail strategy comes into play. It sets flexible boundaries, so when markets are strong, you may be able to take a little more money out. And when things are rough, you pull back a little bit and stay on track. So again, you want to talk to your financial services professional about how to build a plan that gives you the freedom to enjoy your retirement without second guessing every dollar.
Absolutely. I don't want to second guess every decision that I make. We want it to be a fluid process for you. So, Kurt, what does someone hoping to retire in 2026? So we only got a few months left, but I know that this is a busy time of year. What do they need to know about taxes specifically?
Yes, absolutely. Bear in mind that taxes don't retire just because you do. In fact, for many people, taxes become one of the biggest expenses in retirement. That's why it's so important to have a strategy, not just a hope and a dream. If your income crosses certain thresholds, you could end up paying more for Medicare through something called IRMA, which is a surcharge that quietly eats away at your retirement budget. And don't forget about taxes on dividends, capital gains, and investment income. It all adds up. That's where proactive planning may pay off. Working with your financial service professional and your tax professional can help you stay ahead of surprises, from tax loss harvesting to planning for withdrawals in the right order. A thorough strategy can help lower your tax bill and stretch your income a lot further.
Absolutely. And, you know, Kurt, I know that you prioritize being proactive rather than reactive. You know, it's so important in the financial world and with your finances and your taxes that we want to prepare for them, not react to maybe a possible negative that happens. So as you know, inflation continues to be a big topic in the financial news sector. What kind of plan for inflation should someone retiring in the near term have within their overall financial strategy, Kurt?
For about 35 years, inflation was the quiet kid in the back of the classroom. From the mid-80s to 2021, it just didn't move much, and retirees didn't have to think about it too hard in regards to eating away at their spending power. Today, prices are up. Your money needs to work harder just to keep pace, but there are time-tested ways to fight back. Stocks still play a key role, especially for those that offer steady dividend growth. And the article referenced before notes that now more investors are layering in inflation-protected securities, such as Series I bonds, real estate investment trusts, and other investments that help offset the inflation bite. The article adds that some even tap into life settlements. That means converting old life insurance policies into a lump sum that can be reinvested in a smarter, inflation-aware strategies. And at the end of the day, beating inflation isn't about swinging for the fences. It's about building a strategy that grows your money while protecting what you've already earned. If you're not sure whether your portfolio is built for this kind of market, now is the time to check in with your financial service professional and do a review.
Absolutely. And I mean, during this fall time, we also want to review your finances before the end of the year. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be changing. And I know a specific deadline, December 31st, is quite important to a lot of taxes and a lot of, you know, RMD situations that required minimum distribution. So there's so many reasons why you should check with your financial advisor right now and why you should prioritize that. So before we continue, Kurt, can you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Yes, absolutely. You can contact me in my office at 484-431-2874, or you can reach out to my new website, highvalueconsulting.org, and just schedule a complimentary consultation. And also you can check out our past radio shows and podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music.
That's great, Kurt. Well, so far, I'm just going to recap. So during today's show so far, we've been considering some of the steps that you should take as soon as possible if you want to still retire in 2026. So during the first segment, we highlighted optimizing your portfolio, future withdrawal amounts, a plan for retirement taxes, and preparing for inflation. That's a hot topic right now. This has really been an informative and fun show today. So, Kurt, what is up next?
Okay, let's keep our focus on those hoping to retire in 2026 or shortly thereafter by next analyzing how much you should currently have in your savings. A U.S. News and World Report article, How Much Should You Save for Retirement in 2025, does have some excellent details. One of the most common questions asked is, how much do I need to save for retirement? The honest answer, it depends. There's no one-size-fits-all formula. It comes down to where you are right now, how far you are from retirement, how much risk you're willing to be able to take along the way. If you're closer to retirement or prefer a more conservative investing style, you may need to save more to hit your goals. But here's the good news. Where you save matters much more than how much you save. Using this tax-advantaged accounts like 401ks, IRAs, can help your money grow without Uncle Sam taking a bite every year. And if you're looking for tax-free income at retirement, Roth accounts, Roth IRAs, could be your friend because you pay taxes now, but you keep more later. But don't forget that Roths have possible drawbacks that could mean they aren't a good fit for everybody. So be sure to discuss this again with your financial services professional. So if you're staring down 2025, wondering if you're on track or not, now is the perfect time to be strategic, because the right moves today can give you more freedom, more control, and more income in your retirement that you're working so hard for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we all could want some more freedom and control and more income. I mean, how can you go wrong with all three of those? So when it comes to rolling up your sleeves and diving into a strategy, a financial strategy on this, what is step number one, Kurt?
Okay, step number one, let's talk about the first move. If you're serious about retirement, max out your tax-deferred accounts or retirement accounts. First of all, if you have access to a 401k or an IRA, use it and push it to the limit. In 2025, that means for 401ks, you can defer under the age of 50 $23,500, and that will reduce your taxable income. Number two, if you're over 50, you can defer up to $31,000. And if you're in the age bracket from 60 and above, or 60 to 63, you can defer as much as $34,750. That would reduce your taxable income. That's for 401ks. Now for IRAs, it's a lot lower. It's only $7,000 for people under the age of 50. And for the people that are over 50, it's $8,000. Now, just remember, yes, this is a big number, but not saving will ultimately be a bigger challenge. Don't bank on Social Security alone. Take control now so your future doesn't bank it on chance, okay?
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate that when you say max out your accounts, I mean, yes, we should be meeting those numbers, but it's also important that if you have an employer match, you know, say 3%, right? We really want to max out that employer match because that's essentially free money, right? And so we really want to use that to our advantage. But overall, Kurt, I mean, this is great information and insight. When it comes to socking money away, what are some common benchmarks that listeners should be aware of when it comes to this?
Absolutely. Let's be real. Not everybody can max out their retirement accounts, and that's okay. And here's a solid target to aim for. Save 15 to 20% of your income. And if you start close to 20%, that's even better. It's always easier to dial it back later than to scramble to catch up. This is especially doable for younger workers who may not have many expenses yet, and that early momentum sets the stage for long-term growth. But in the end, retirement security isn't about built on luck. It's built on consistency.
Yes, and habit. Consistency and a habit. So if saving 15% or 20% is simply too much for some people, do they have any other option?
Yes, let's say 15% just isn't in the cards right now. That's okay. The truth is, saving something is always better than saving nothing. Start where you can. Build the habit. Consistency matters more than perfection. As life throws you extra income, a bonus, a gift, or maybe even an inheritance, don't let the money sit idle. Put it to work. And that's how you start closing that gap that you need for retirement. And if you have a 401k with a company match, by all means, at least defer up to the match. It's free money. It's 100% return. That's momentum. And that's a great habit. And for Generation X, savings can be all the more challenging because they're pulled in every which way in every direction with aging parents, kids' weddings, rising costs. So retirement can feel like a thing that can always get pushed back or put on the back burner. But your future self will thank you now for the efforts you make today. Start small, stay consistent, use every tool available because the goal isn't just to retire, it's to retire well.
Absolutely. We all want to enjoy our retirement as much as we can. That's a great point, Kurt. And if you don't have a plan for saving, or you don't think you're currently saving enough for retirement, working with a financial services professional or a financial advisor can be a huge help. What's next on this, Kurt?
So if you're wondering not just how much to save this year, but how much you can save for retirement overall, first of all, good for you. That kind of big picture thinking pays off down the line. Now, there's no one size fits all answer, but a starting point is looking at how much you typically spend in a year. But remember, if your retirement savings are in a traditional 401k IRA, taxes don't get their cut. Say, for instance, that you want to have a $10,000 a month lifestyle. That's still going to require to take out $12,500 because of taxes or to keep pace with that income goal. Some people say you only need 80% of pre-retirement income, but quite honestly, I don't buy that. Most people want to live full retirement, not shrink their lifestyle. So I say plan on needing 100% of your income, multiply that by at least 25. That gives you a rough target of what you may need to save. Why so much? Because healthcare costs go up, long-term care costs are expensive, and your expenses don't magically disappear just because you stop working. So save for your future today like it depends on it, because it does.
Wow. So in summary of what you just said, I mean, the big point of this is, so what your income now is, take that and multiply that by 25. And that's essentially how much you should have. So we're kind of busting the myth with the $1 million. You know, you need $1 million to retire. That's a myth that I hear all the time. And so it's so important to put this into consideration for your personal and individual situation and use the math that Kurt just mentioned to kind of have that rough estimate for you specifically. So Kurt, during today's show so far, you know, we've been looking at some of the things that you should do in the coming months or in these next couple of months before 2026 finishes if your goals are to retire. What do you have for us in this final segment?
I want to push forward with the topic of preparing for retirement and savings by considering what your net worth should be before you can retire. Again, a U.S. News World Report article, "What Net Worth Do You Really Need to Retire?" And how much for us is so much for us to discuss. The article first analyzes what it means to be wealthy during retirement. Let's clear something up. There's no magic number that makes you ready for retirement. The money you save there in your fund for life, not someone else's idea, it's what wealth looks like to you. Being wealthy in retirement isn't about hitting $1.5 million or $10 million. It's about having freedom, peace of mind, and the ability to live life on your own terms without financial stress breathing down your neck. Sure. Financial institutions love benchmarks. For example, $5 million is often called high net worth, and $10 million puts you in the very high territory. But that's just a label. Real wealth is about how well your assets are working for you. It's about the strategy, how your portfolio is structured, how efficient you can generate the income you need, and how taxes are managed, and how to protect what you've built. Because at the end of the day, it's not about what you have, it's about what you can do with it.
That is such a true statement, Kurt. And we've noted before that whether it's your financial strategy or your retirement strategy, there's no one fits all solutions or strategy. I mean, working with a financial advisor is what you need because, like I previously mentioned, it's all about a personal and individual plan, Kurt, correct?
That's correct. Next, we should determine your likely retirement income needs with your financial service professional. That's what I recommend. If you have an expensive retirement hobby, such as owning horses, and or you have a private plane or you race cars, you should set up an account that just subsidizes or supplements that hobby. But even if you envision a simpler lifestyle, this includes gardening, playing pickleball at the local park, you should be sure to cover all those in your retirement planning needs. The article argues that the traditional 4% rule is outdated. Though we noted earlier in the show, some financial services professionals believe it's a good way for some people to retire for their clients. Again, the 4% rule was conceived in the 90s and with the aim of ensuring that you won't outlive your savings. Although current low bond yields, longer life expectancy, and market volatility are causing some financial service professionals to reconsider the rule. I like to use 5% to clients. I've been doing that for a long time. So if you look at the chart for the S&P 500 between the year 2000 and 2013, it shows there wasn't much growth during that time frame. Other assets like U.S. small cap stocks, international indexes did show gains amidst market volatility.
Oh, that's interesting. And I appreciate that you say that you use 5% as just a general rule, because you're right. I mean, 1990s, that's pretty outdated. I mean, a lot has changed within the last 35 years. So that makes a lot of sense. And if I'm understanding you correctly, Kurt, solid retirement may come down to maintaining flexibility as much as anything else.
That's right. Flexibility is king. Here's one of the biggest challenges in retirement planning, and it doesn't get talked about enough. What happens when the market stalls or swings like a wrecking ball? We've seen it in 2025. Even well-diversified portfolios have taken a big hit. Stocks, bonds, gold, and silver all down. So if you're using a rigid withdrawal strategy, that's dangerous territory. You should end up pulling money out during a downturn and locking in losses, leaving yourself with a lot less for the future and a tougher position to gain that back. That's why today's retirement income strategies has to do more than just hit a number. It has to be flexible, tax efficient, and built to handle real world conditions like volatility, inflation, and those required minimum distributions. Because if your income plan can't bend, it might break. And in retirement, that's not a risk worth taking. You need a strategy that adjusts with the times so you don't just survive retirement, you thrive in it.
Yes. I mean, I want to thrive in retirement. And as much as I say that I'm not going to retire anytime soon, I sure wish I could. But Kurt, in your estimation, what's the single most important goal when it comes to retirement planning?
Your single most important goal is to simply not run out of money during retirement. Here's the truth. No two people get the same investment results in retirement. That's because we all have different timelines, different strategies, and let's be honest, different reactions to when the market gets wobbly. But one thing that's consistently works is having a plan and sticking to it. Too much in cash and the inflation eats away at your spending power. Too much in stocks and one bad year could hit hard, especially when you're not working and you can't just wait it out like a 30-year-old investor could. The key is balance, growth where it makes sense, safety where it matters. Your strategy needs to fit your life and not just some chart. Play it too safe and you risk falling short. Play it too risky and you could end up losing what you built.
That's a statement. I mean, you're right. If you play too safe, you risk falling short of running out of money in basically in retirement. And if you take on too much risk, then you could lose what you've built. And we definitely don't want to do that. I mean, you spend 40 plus years in the working field. You do not want to lose anything that you have built. And you've worked so hard to build that. And Kurt, how can working with a financial services professional or a financial advisor make the retirement planning process a little easier?
Working with a financial service professional can take the guesswork out of retirement planning. And what I always recommend is people do an actual tangible financial plan that will help them build a personalized strategy, avoid costly mistakes, and adapt to life changes. What do I mean by that? Once we have a plan documented in your file, every year it's a benchmark that we go back and review. And with solid guidance, you can feel more confident, more prepared, more in control of your financial future.
Yes, that's fantastic. So, Kurt, in your opinion, when you have clients that come to you and want to retire or look forward to retiring in the next couple of years, what are some of the things that they have in their head for their plans or vision, or where do they think that they will need to be financially before you kind of set them straight?
Well, basically, again, it gets back to having a comprehensive financial plan, sticking to the plan and don't deviate, because a lot of my clients, I always help them stay in their lane. Again, making money is the easy part, and preserving it's the easy part. It's protecting people from themselves and making bad decisions is the tough part. I love helping people. I love helping them achieve the goals and objectives that are important to them and their family. And then if they want to create a legacy, I help them with that as well. But again, being strategic and planning makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And do a lot of people come in with the myth or the idea that they need $1 million? Is that still around?
In today's world, $1 million, I hate to say this, it's not a lot of money.
Yes.
But at one time, you're exactly right. A lot of people would come in and say, oh, I got to have $1 million. Today, it doesn't add up. In other words, because interest rates are so low, to generate a nice steady income, $1 million, even at 4 or 5%, is not going to generate a lot of money. It helps. Mm-hmm. But again, saving something is better than nothing. But again, it's based on what kind of lifestyle you want to lead. What kind of freedom do you want to have? Mm-hmm. And that's what really dictates that number. And then from there, we work on kind of like a rule, like I like to say, if you have 3 million or 10 million or whatever that number, take it times 5, and that's the income I know I can get for you.
Yeah.
And then from there, can you live on it?
Absolutely. Well, I love that, Kurt. I mean, today has been a great episode. Can you share with our listeners one last time how they can get a hold of you?
Yes, listeners can visit my website, highvalueconsulting.org. They can call my office for a complimentary consultation at 484-431-2874. You can answer any questions you may have about retirement and the financial strategies that you may need to implement a financial plan for your long-term retirement goals.
Well, I love that. Well, thank you for teaching me and the listeners. You know, if they really want to retire, it's not impossible this year. It's going to take some hard work, but you can accomplish it. And, you know, if 2027 is the year that you would, or 2026 that you would like to retire, that's a great plan. So thank you, Kurt. And we will see you guys next week. This does it for the episode with our host, Kurt High, for Results Driven.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.